We're doing the laws of davening, Hilchos Tefillah, and now we're doing chapter Kuf Yud Aleph. That's chapter 111. In Kuf Yud Aleph, the laws that we're going to be discussing is Din Smichas Geula LeTefillah, Ubay Dalet Sifim. The law of having Geula next to the prayer. What's that? So we say Baruch Atah Hashem Goal Yisrael. That's Geula. That's redemption. And that should come right before the tefillah, before we do the Amidah. Same thing goes by the nighttime as well, but over there we do the Hashkivenu, we'll see. Over the Baruch Atah Hashem Goal Yisrael. The redemption is called Geula LeTefillah. We don't have this by the Mincha, so we'll see. So he says like this. So Din Smichas Geula LeTefillah by Dalet Tzifim, the law of making geula next to tefillah, which contains in it four subsections. Subsection number one: Afal pi shekriya shema ubirchaso mitzvah b'fnei atzma utefillah mitzvah b'fnei atzma. So it starts off in the parenthesis here. He's saying that shema and its blessings and the prayer are two separate mitzvahs. So technically, conceivably, they have nothing to do with each other. So you can do the Birchot Kriya Shema, then you don't have to do the Amidah right away. The way we do it in the shul, the way we do it, we do the Birchot Kriya Shema, and then we do the Amidah. But still, even though they're separate mitzvahs, Tzarich Lismech Birchas Geula LeTefillah. One needs to bring close the blessing for redemption to the prayer. V'leyafsik b'neyem Afilu ba'amin achar gol Yisrael. You should not even respond and interrupt by saying amen after Goal Yisrael. So when you end the end of the bracha, Baruch Hashem Goal Yisrael, don't say amen. That would be an interruption. V'loy b'shum pasuk shenoyagim loy markoid netfilas yudches. No verse that there is a tradition to say before you daven the Yud Ches, don't say anything. After Goal Yisrael, don't say any verses that come, maybe before Mincha or some other time, but don't say it before between Goal Yisrael. Kigoyim Pasuk, he gives, for example, there is a Pasuk that says, Kishem Hashem Ekra, I'm going to call God's name as an introduction. Don't say that. V'doimav, or similar, Chutz, the pasuk Hashem Sfasav Tiftach, besides the verse that we say in the Aramida, Hashem Sfasav Tiftach Ofiya Giti Lasecha, open Hashem my mouth and let my lips open Hashem and let my mouth relate your praise. Shuchoy v'metakonas chachamim. That is an obligation instituted by our sages. Ve'ene choshuv hefsek, and that's not considered an interruption. Since the Chachamim instituted it as in the prayer, that has become part of the prayer, it's like a long prayer. So actually your Amidah begins with Hashem Sfasai Tiftach, that's part of the prayer. The Yesh Omrim, but there's others say, Shemuter Lanis Omen Acher Gol Yisro, that it is permissible to say Amen after Goal Yisrael. V'chein nohagim. That is also the tradition. That's not our tradition, but he says, Kimoshin is Bayer, V'simen Samach Vav, as explained, V'simen Samach Vav, V'siv Tes. But over there, actually, he rules not to say, to say together with the Shliach Tzibur. We have an issue. That's why it's important to remember. The issue is Amen considered an interruption? So we want to say, Goal Yisrael, you want to start the davening right away. So you want to start Hashem Sfasai Tiftach. Hashem Sfasai Tiftach is not an interruption because that's part of the davening. So you don't want to say anything after Goal Yisrael before Hashem Sfasai Tiftach. Whether the Amen is considered an interruption or not is a disagreement over here. Now, if it's not an interruption, then you're obligated to say Baruch Atah Hashem Goal Yisrael, Amen. Because if you hear a bracha, you have to say Amen. But if you hear, let's say if you hear the Shliach Tzibur, if you have the, that's precisely the point I'm going to tell you right now. If you hear the Shliach Tzibur saying, Goal Yisrael, you have a problem. You cannot just ignore him and not answer, which you would have to do because you don't want to interrupt. But that's provided that the ruling is like the one who says that Amen is an interruption. So then you say, the Chazan said, Goal Yisrael, you're still not going to interrupt and say Amen. But there's another opinion that says Amen is not an interruption. So what are you going to do? I mean, if you're not going to say Amen, according to the other opinion, you're hearing a bracha be made to Hashem and you're not answering. And that Amen would not be an interruption, so you should answer. So what do? So he says over there, previously, he said, you say it together with the Chazan. So when the Chazan says, Baruch Atah Hashem Goal Yisrael, you also say, Baruch Hashem. Now, one does not answer Amen on his own brachas. So therefore, if you say it together, you don't have to say Amen. So then you are avoiding any conflict over here, because otherwise you might have to answer Amen. You don't answer anyways, you don't then answer. But I'm saying that way, if you do it together with the Chazan, then you save yourself the problem. What happens Musaf b'mincha, by Musaf b'mincha, which we don't say, she'ein shom smichas gula l'tfila, where there is no closeness of gula l'tfila, because there is no Gaul Yisrael, mutar loymar psukim koidim Hashem svasei tiftach. You are permitted to say these verses before Hashem svasei tiftach, avaloi achrov, but not after Hashem svasei tiftach. That pasuk you can't say, because mishum hefsek, b'tfila, that would be interrupting in the middle of your davening, because the verse Hashem Svasei Tiftach has become part of the prayer. That is your prayer. So therefore, you can't do any verses sticking anything after Hashem Svasei Tiftach before you start the actual Baruch Atah Hashem. Subsection 2, base. Yesh Misha Oimer, there is one who says, there is an opinion that says, Shabbos in Tzorich Lismich Geula Litfila, that on Shabbos we don't have to make the Geula close to Tfila. Mipnei Shesmicha Zu Lamdu HaChachamim, because where did the Chachamim learn this concept that you need to bring the Geula close to the Tfila? Mimashe Kosuv, because it says Yiyu Lerotzin Imre Fi. My words should be to for willing to you the speaking of my mouth. Then it says Tsuri Vigoyali, and then it says Buksiv Achrov, and after it says Yan Hashem Yeb Tsara. So how do we learn this out from there? Let me just think first. You Lerotzin are the last words in chapter 19. And Yan Hashem B'tzoyah Yom Tzorah is the second verse in chapter 20. So it seems like first you have to say words of praise to Hashem before you start praying to Hashem for your needs. So before you say God will answer you, because we're praying to God for God to answer us. So there needs to be immediately the praise of Hashem. So when we say Baruch Atah Hashem Goal Yisrael, we're basically praising Hashem, the Redeemer of Israel. So we're giving Him praise to God, we're giving recognition. And therefore there should be no interruption, just like over here, immediately following, saying, let my words be Tzuri V'Goali, Hashem will answer you. So we see that the answer has to come immediately after the praise of Hashem. And in this case, the praise of Hashem is the Goal Yisrael. However, he says that Avol Shabbos Lav Yom Tzorahu, but since Shabbos is not a day of distress, it's not a day of tzara, so therefore they say that you don't have to do the Geula L'Tfila. So technically you can say on the Shabbos, you can say Amen after the Goal Yisrael, you don't have to worry about it, according to this opinion. And that would only apply to Shabbos, but not Yom Tovim Dinam Kichoyah, but the Yom Tovs are treated like a weekday with regards to this, which means that you would not be allowed to interrupt between Gula and Tefillah, even according to that opinion. Hoyil v'hem yimei hadin, because Yom Tovs are usually also days of judgment, like Shebe Pesach, Ha'olam nidna latfua, because during Pesach the world is being judged on the grain. Ubatzeres and on Shavuos al peiros ha'olam, the world is judged about the trees of the fruit of the trees. Ubechag and on Sukkos al ha'mayim, on water. So therefore, there are days of judgment. So there are Yom Tzara to a certain extent, and therefore over there you would need Gula l'tfila. But that is not an opinion that Alter Rebbe says we can rely on. But we should not rely on this idea. Unless this is necessary, that it's necessary for that, would be different, because he says like this, this derivative, how we derive it from this pasuk, that is merely a leaning on that. That's not the main reason. We leaned it on these verses, but the ikar smichas gula litfila, the main connection from gula to tfila, humidivrei chachamim, is from the words of our sages. No, shedimu. Yudches broches achar birches geula, because they equated, the sages compared the 18 broches that comes achar broches geula, after the blessing of redemption, praising Hashem as the Redeemer of Israel, la'oyev shel melech. It's like a friend of the king. You're a friend of the king, you just praise the king, you come to the king, v'dofak al pesach ha'melech, and you bang at the king's door. Because you say, Baruch atah Hashem Goel Yisrael, you're praising Hashem is sort of a knock on God's door when you're doing it. So now what happens when you knock on God's door? B'yotza HaMelech, it's like knocking on a king's door. So the king comes out, l'krosay, towards you. Now, b'imroi HaMelech shehiflik, now the king sees that you already moved on. B'olachloi, and that you left. King says that you left. Avu maflik, he also is going to leave. The king says that you're gone, he's going to leave as well. And he will no longer go back to you. When you'll knock again, he won't come back to you. Same thing is if you interrupt between Gula Tfila. Just like the king, if he went to look for you, you're not there, he's not going to go after you. Is if you're interrupting Gula Tfila, Gula Tfila is your knock at the door, Hashem answers. You better be right there. Don't interrupt, don't do anything. Just start your prayer, because Hashem is already waiting for you right there. If you make an interruption, God will leave. So that's it. So that's why. And that wouldn't make a difference if it's Shabbos or weekday. So therefore, everything is the same.
So if you make an interruption and you pray, it's a contract.
No, he's just saying that's why we're very careful not to make an interruption. If you made an interruption, what are you going to do? But it's very strict not to make an interruption, because you don't want the king to go away. The saying, the Goel Yisrael, is the bang on the door. As soon as you bang the door, you don't want to say Amen or anything. You want to just start talking to the king right then and there. That's considered like, you don't want to waste any, you know, any interruption. You want to just right there be the king. Gimel. But when Jews knock, Hashem himself opens the door. Siv Gimel. Subsection 3. Harkshatz k'shemaschil yudches bekoil. The shliach tzibur, the one who leads the services, when he begins the 18 bracha, the Amida, by out loud. So he also needs to say first the verse, God open up Hashem Sfosei Tiftach. Hoyil vu meklal atfila, since it's part of the prayer. But v'toiv sheimrenu belachash, it's best to say it softly, because it's still not the prayer itself. So you say Hashem Sfosei Tiftach quietly, in an undertone. Avoshar psukim. Ain't tzarich loymer, but other verses those need to say. V'im rotz loymer, but if he wants to say rashoy, if he wants to say, he could. He doesn't have to. V'ain isur klal lahafsik. There is no prohibition on interruption. B'inyone atfilah v'tzrachah. It matters related to prayer, matters of prayer and its needs. B'in tfilas lachas atfilah shebekol. Being between the quiet amida and the one that you raise your voice, that he leads the services. So in other words, the chazan doesn't have a prohibition of saying things in between that and the other things, which is part of the tefillah tzrachel. Some people will say, like Mishnayis, because it's also part of their davening, They're waiting while they're waiting. But he says, matters of davening, I'm not sure 100% if this can, I mean, you've seen people do that. Like when somebody's a mourner, they also study some Mishnayos because they say at the end, so they don't get to say the whole piece, they just said a small piece. So they try to study it. So if the chazan is waiting for the other people, he will say the some Mishnayos. But here it says, you're not allowed to really, only with prayer matters and its need, are you allowed to interrupt between the quiet Amida, what the chazan is doing for, and the loud Amida. But to occupy yourself with other matters, it is prohibited until after Nefila Sapayim, which is after you fall on your face. As explained in Kuf Chalmad Aleph, in chapter 131, subsection 1. And finally, subsection 4, Im achele kora krishma ubirchei seho. So, motzot tzibur shemispalim. He hadn't yet read the Shema and the blessings. This is a very practical occurrence. People come into shul, right? They hadn't done the Shema yet. They just walked in late to shul.
Are we talking in the morning?
In the morning now. So, he didn't read yet the Shema and the blessings, but now you see that the minyan is davening. Do you daven with the minyan or not? Now, in our case, sometimes you might be in trouble because you may not have six people, so then you're going to have to wait for everybody, you're going to lose your whole minyan. But the general rule is, lo yispal limayim tchila. Don't daven with them first, with the minyan. V'likris achal kach krishma v'bircheseo. And then read afterwards the Shema and the blessings, as we would do in the verses of song. Because before we learned earlier in the laws of Shema and Psukha de Zimra, in Siman and Basim Aleph, over there we learned that if you pray, if you come into the shul and they're up to already Yishtabach, okay? He tells you to skip the Psukah de Zimra, or say as much as you can. You know, he tells you various minimals. But the bottom line is, it's more important for you to catch up with the minyan, to daven with them, and you can make up the Psukah de Zimra later. But by the Shema, we don't say daven with the minyan, do the Shema later. The fishes michas gula litfilas shachris, because this important of saying gula next to the tefillah shachris is gedoyla mi tefillah matzibur. That's greater, that's more important than davening with the minyan. That's only by shachris. Avol ba'arvis, but on the ma'ariv, tefillah satzibur gedoyla mi smichas gvula litfilah. Over there, davening with the minyan is greater than the gula litfilah, kamosh yisbar b'siman reish lamed vav, as we explain siman reish lamed vav, over there in... we don't have that in the Shulchan Aruch, but the Rebbe says that you cannot. So over there, by Maariv, you should daven with a minyan Maariv, and then you'll make up the Gaal Yisrael. You'll do it later on. You'll make up the other blessings. Besides the fact that you say Hashkiveinu over there, which is also right, not considered an interruption, but there is another bracha. But in Chabad, like, we don't say the extra brachas, Baruch Hashem La'olam Amen V'Amen. We don't say that because it's going to be an interruption. That's why we don't say that. Okay, but the Gula Litfila is very important. We had it several times that it's important to have the Gula Litfila, and it's even more value than having davening with the minyan. So technically what he tells you is that if you're coming in late, don't daven with the minyan. But that's provided that you're at the level that you're going to say the Shema with his blessings. So you're going to have Goel Yisrael before you do tefillah. But somebody who's just a beginner, somebody who can't do all the blessings anyways, so he's not going to do the Geula to the tefillah anyways. Let's say somebody who only does the Shema Yisrael because they don't know how to do the rest of the blessings to Goel Yisrael. So then they should daven with a minyan first, because at least they're davening with a minyan, even though they're not going to do the Geula to tefillah. But Lechatchila, one should do Gula Tefillah in the Shacharis that comes before Dami with a minute.